Anyway, for Easter, I went home and got home in time for my Easter egg hunt.
Dude, this is what I wanted, dude.
I know this is what you wanted, dude. I know you're fucking leading me to this humiliating fucking story.
So funny, dude.
So I get home and it's just my aunt, my uncle, my grandma, and my mom and my dad. Oh, and my sister. So there's like six people. That's the Easter party. And they're like, hey, we got an Easter egg hunt for you. And I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. And they're like, there's like $50 in those eggs. So my fucking parents knew how broke I am. Hid $50 in like basically in ones. Ones and fives.
A couple fives.
Around the yard. Oh my God. Not the house. Oh my God. The fucking yard.
Shane, that's the funniest thing
so
ever.
I my big fucking ass has to walk around my yard. And they said the only way I could get the eggs is if I had a basket. Dude, I had a fucking purple basket walking around my neighborhood that I grew up in. Picking up eggs, dude. I'm fucking 29 and huge. This is broad daylight. And my parents were filming it. My mom was filming it.
Did you get all 50?
I got all the $50.
Hell yeah, dude.
I got $50. Good. Well, they had to help me on the last two eggs. My dad made a point to make sure I didn't get the last two eggs, and I needed help to get them.
Oh, my God.
So he could make fun of me for that, too.
Dude, that is the funniest fucking thing I've
ever
heard.
And then I went back over there today before I left, before I got here, and my mom was like, was that mean? Like, did you feel bad about yourself? And I was like, no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But while it was happening, I was thinking, like, I could really ruin this right now and be a huge fucking bitch about this and be like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm poor. This is really mean.
Well, dude, that's, I'm telling you, man, that's when people are like, there's nothing more fragile than the male ego. It's like, well, first of all, there's two egos, male and female, and female is way fragile, way more fragile.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest fucking
argument.
I was
like, all right, nice. I can get $50. All I have to do is humiliate myself and the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah.
Walking around with an Easter basket.
And then you still was like, does that mean? You're like, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And in my head, while it was happening, or before it was happening, I was like, I should probably, or I could freak out. Not freak out, but I could be like,
yeah, fuck you guys.
What the fuck, guys?
You wanted that fucking $50, dude. Yeah,
they would have given it to me. If I would have been like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
They would have been like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
They would give me it. But I didn't want to make them feel bad.
It is energetic. Like, everyone, I'm sure.
Everybody was very happy.
Everyone had a blast.
To see me walking around with a tiny basket. Also, there were sweets and treats in the basket.
I got
little treats in the basket. Damn. I left the fucking sweet treats.
Okay, well, still.
I'm not a fucking bitch, dude. I'm not taking little treats back home.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I left the treats.
Sweet foods for girls, dude.
I took the fucking cash out of the eggs.
And fucking did a little handful
and then
of salt.
Left the eggs.
Probably just ate a handful of salt, dude. And walked
out. Do you think that is? That's a fucking bag of salt.
Fucking hell yeah, dude. Salt's for boys, sugar's for girls, dude.
Sugar is for little fucking gay boys. Like, I'm getting my attitude back after I just admitted that I went on an Easter egg hunt that my mommy and daddy set up.
Dude, that's literally the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
If anybody saw that in my neighborhood,
oh man,
they had to be like, holy shit. Because nobody went with me.
I know.
There were no little kids around.
Oh, man.
My parents stayed on the deck.
Oh.
And I just walked around in the yard.
They probably thought you were setting up an Easter egg hunt for kids.
No, they saw me taking them out and celebrating. If I found one, I celebrated, dude. I was fucking hyped. They were good hiding spots.
Yeah, dude, I'd be happy, fucking happy too. That actually sounds really fun.
Crack one open, find a 20 in it. It's like,
ooh,
fuck yeah.
Dude, that'll fucking...
Yeah, it was fun.
That'll put a little...
My mom was like, I want you to drink before you do this. I was like, come on.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
They were like, yeah, we want you to drink, have a little fun with this. I was like, I just drank pretty hard last night. I'm not going to drink.
Jesus Christ.
So then I took Sunday, Monday off.
It was pretty hot, too.
Working on a fucking nightcast.
Oh, my God, dude. The nightcast is lit,
dude. Fucking PBRs.
The nightcast is lit.
Yeah, so that was truly humiliating. No, it was nothing.
That is fucking funny.
That was nothing.
That is fucking funny. Yeah, you could have been a baby about it if you want it, but...
Well, that would make me a huge pussy.
That's true. That's why you don't do it.